The boys were sitting outside of the store, and they were eating candy bars and having a great old time. And as they were eating these candy bars, one boy said, "You know, it's a great day. Let's go for a walk." And he took his wrapper from his candy bar and threw it on the ground and got up and started to walk away. And one of the other boys, he got up and threw his candy wrapper on the ground, and he walked away. And the other boy looked at the candy wrappers, and he said to himself, "Oh, there's a trash can right over there." So he picked up the other two candy wrappers and his own and put it in the trash can, and then he ran after the other guys. And he said, "What you going to do?" And they said, "Oh, we're going to go play." And they said, "I saw you pick up those candy wrappers that we dropped. Why did you pick up those candy wrappers that we dropped?" "Well, I think that was just a nice thing to do. There was a trash can there, and the candy wrappers were used and no longer useful to us. They belong in a trash can." "Well, why did you put them in the trash can? That's a goody-goody boys thing to do." "No, that's not a goody-goody boy thing to do. It may be that too, but it's what I do. My mom always taught me, don't put trash on the floor. Don't make things look unpleasant for anybody else. If everybody would just pick up their little piece of trash and put it away, if everybody would just do their little thing," my mom said, "you know, it would make such a wonderful world. Just imagine driving down the freeway, and you wouldn't have to have people buy parts of the freeway to help keep it clean. Isn't that something? Just because people throw their wrappers out the window, or just because something silly like that. Well, what are you, some sort of a Jesus freak? You're always behaving like that?" "Oh, no. I know. Jesus freak? What's that?" "Well, that's some guy who believes in Jesus all the time." "I wasn't talking about Jesus. I was talking about my mom and dad." "Well, that's the way I heard that Jesus talks, too." "Well, if Jesus talks the way my mom and dad talks, that's pretty nice. Because my mom and dad are pretty nice. I like my mom and dad, and I like what they tell me, and I do what they tell me, and I'm a very happy guy." "Ah, doing what your mom and dad tell you. Jesus freak, my gosh." "Well, think about it. If I make my mom and dad happy, they're going to want to do good things for me. They're going to want to buy me that new bike that I'm just about ready to get, you know?" "What do you mean you're going to get a bike?" "Well, I do the things that my mom and dad ask me to do, and they share the families with me. They share the money that comes in. Dad says, now, this is the family money, and it is for all of us who are working together as a family and cooperating and doing things, and whenever we have anything that's left over that we can buy some special thing like a new dress for mom or a suit for dad or something wonderful for you, then we do it." "Your parents do that?" "Yeah, because they say if we're all part of the family and all do things that are good with each other, you know, then that's the thing to do." "But that's a Jesus freak thing. I don't get this Jesus freak thing. Where did that come from? Why are you using that word Jesus freak? What does that mean?" "Oh, I don't know. That's what the older boys were talking about." "Well, maybe I would go and ask mommy." That's what I'd ask my mom. "Well, come on. Let's go ask my mommy. We're right by my house now anyhow. Come on in. We can have some milk and some cookies. I know mom's always got milk and cookies there for good boys." "Good boys? Am I a good boy?" "Hey, with me you are. Mom knows I don't associate with any boys that aren't good boys." "Oh, come on now." So, "Hello, boys. Hi, mom. These are two of my friends, and they'd like to sit with me and have a glass of milk and some cookies." "Why, I think that's just wonderful. Come on, boys. Sit right here around the kitchen table. Don't we have to wash our hands first?" "Well, my son always washes his hands first, but I never have to tell him." "Okay, excuse me." And the two boys go and wash their hands. The son already washed his hands. And they sit at the table. And mom says, "Well, what have you been doing?" "Mom, they were telling me about a word, Jesus freak. What does that mean?" And mom says, "Well, that usually is meant by someone who doesn't believe in Jesus, who sees people who do believe in Jesus, and they're having such a good time believing in the beautiful things that he taught that they sometimes overdo it, and they say, Jesus said, instead of, I say, because Jesus said, it's done unto you according to your belief, you know. Well, Mom, am I a Jesus freak? You? I don't know, son. If that's a Jesus freak, I guess you are, and I guess everybody is, really. But I wouldn't worry about it. Instead of worrying about a word you don't understand like that, and that doesn't really mean anything, just let it go and don't pay attention to it, and pretty soon it won't be in your world anymore. And, you know, like the bad words, I tell you that they're not the kind of words we use. You came home and told me some words some of the bigger boys had used, and I said, now, do you know what that means? That just means I'm trying to show off that I know words that I shouldn't use, and I'm using them, you know, and I can do what I want to do. And you don't have to be belligerent like that. You don't have to go out and show off like that. Mom, is Jesus freak a bad word? No, no, no. Jesus freak is merely some other person's opinion of a person who is very interested in Jesus. Now, are you a math freak? Do you like math? Are you a science freak? Do you like science? Are you a comic book freak? My goodness, I think you're all comic book freaks. You got so many comic books. Oh, is that what it means? I kind of think that's what it means. And some people say you're a mama freak. Mama freak? Yeah, you're always doing what your mama tells you. You're doing what your mama tells you. Ha, ha, ha. Why don't you do what you tell you? And you know, son, when you follow what you know is right to do, then it's not what mama says or anybody else says. It's what you say from within your heart. Hey, your mom's all right. Your mom really knows all that stuff. Your mom's okay. I'd like a mom like yours. Well, you start being a boy that listens to your mom, and you'll find you already got a mom like mine. Really? Yeah, that's right. And what about Jesus? Well, Jesus is just there. He was living lots of years ago and taught us lots of good lessons, and he still lives inside of us when we follow those lessons. Oh, boy. You know, can we come to your house again? I like it when you talk to your mom, when your mom talks to you. She says things in a good way, in a happy way. I like that. Sure. Come on, guys. Let's go play. Bye. Bye. I love you. I love you. I love you.